Bob, did your trophy fall into the water with you, or did the thief grab it? Bob looked nervous. That's what PC Blake asked me. I don't remember. I mean, I might have let go of it before I fell into the water. He looked dejected. But do you think they wanted to steal the trophy? Is that why you were pushed in? Can you think of any other reason? The trophy's not here, is it? You could get quite a bit of money if you sold that. It's gold-plated, you know. That's worth something. Athelstan hadn't spoken until then, but now he asked, "You didn't tell Ayan or Rodney anything about being robbed yesterday. How come you remembered this morning?" For an instant, Bob's face changed, but it was so quick that Ethelfled did not catch the expression. "I'd been celebrating a bit too much, young Stanley. You're too young to understand that, fortunately." And having said that, he stood up and walked away. "Stan, that's two people you've offended today. You're getting rude." "But did you see that? Something smells fishy." Athelstan was excited. "Apart from that, someone should tell him that my name is not Stanley. Let's have a coke here in the Davington Arms. We need to think about this because something weird is going on." It was a beautiful day. From the terrace in front of the pub, there was a clear view along the creek, over the marsh and out to sea. This was Scroogey's territory. From a distance, Athelfled saw Garry come out of his father's boat, half hidden by the reeds, take a bike and cycle slowly towards them into town. Summer was just about to start, and as soon as her friends had finished their exams, they would take their bikes and ride along the water out to the beach some miles away. Athelfled had dropped out of education at the first opportunity, and now she had nothing better to do than wait for others to finish. She had never liked going to class, right from infant school. It wasn't just that she was dyslexic. She hadn't been interested in any of the subjects except music, PE, and art. Practically all the teachers treated her as if she was stupid, and she was never too bothered to change their opinion.